This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Good morning, Tom.
Hello, I feel like a midget. What's wrong with my chair?
I'm taller than you.
What happens is that when the gas goes out, something's been giving it a hard time.
You've
last
lost
night.
Your gas.
Yeah, it won't pump. And I, you know, I'm good at pumping.
I actually
stuff
quite like
up.
You down there, looking down at you.
Yeah, but I've got my knees up around those,
For those at home, Tom sort of almost his chin is on the desk. So,
do you know, I didn't know I was this flexible. I mean, knowing I can get my body parts that close together, I don't need a husband anymore. Thank you.
Now I just got a bit of a fright. Before we came in here, because I thought I can't do this.
I have to stand up. It's really annoying me.
I thought I need to go to the loo before we start. And I went in and I'm standing there and I could see all these sparkles. In front of me. I thought, oh my goodness, I'm seeing, is my blood pressure high? Is there potentially a stroke happening? What's going on? And I was looking, there were sparkles everywhere, everywhere I looked. I thought, what is it? You know what's happened? Someone's had glitter in there, and as you open the door to the bathroom, it stirs it up, and it starts to fall down.
Oh, and so you thought you were having a stroke?
I thought I was seeing all these things, because there was so few of them.
Why can't my life? I want to go to the toilet and pee glitter. You don't understand. I've been swallowing litres of that stuff, just waiting for one day I can sit at the top of this building and pee glitter on Melbourne.
It was just the odd little bit. It wasn't much at all, and it was just enough.
This is really annoying me. Can we play a song so I can fix this? I can't hold this shit anymore.
Tom, are you a big cook?
No, I don't cook at all.
At all. So does your kitchen have non-stick cookware?
I don't even know where the kitchen is in my house. I believe that's the place. Is that where they hold the ice and the alcohol, blender?
Yes, they might hold that there as well.
I try not to go in there because whenever I do, there's always stuff in the sink and the person I live with expects me to wash it up.
Well, I don't blame him. So, Wayne might cook anyway with it because there's a problem. And we've always known there's a problem with some chemicals known as PFCs in the waters and stuff that they interfere with our reproductive health and our hormones.
I don't even know what a PFC
is. It's this chemical. It's a nasty chemical that's used on non-stick cookware coatings.
I've seen someone write that under their grinder profile, PFC. But I always looked at it another way.
Okay. So stain repellents for fabrics and carpets, things like that, grease-proof packaging as well.
Oh, so you mean when we used to put plastic as children and put that used to spray it with that stuff so you could make it slide really quick on plastic. Yep. So that was bad for me.
Yeah, really bad for you.
What they used to call that? They used to spray it and on your little thing, your eggs would slip out of a pan. Is that what you're talking about?
And
you'd spray it around.
It's like a Teflon or something. I don't know if Teflon's made of, but non-stick coatings are made of this PFC. Anyway, they're causing problems. We've known that they've caused problems for a long time now. I think it's been going around for 20 or something years. But there's a new study that's been released that's actually showing that things are getting worse because in the latest investigation into the chemicals' impact, a team from a university in Italy has found that young men who grew up in an area with PFC-contaminated drinking water will have significantly smaller penises.
Oh, that is going to destroy their tourism. I mean, you only go to Italy to have a look at
their non-stick cookware.
To see their non-stick cookware. I mean, now they're all going to start looking like David, are they? maybe that's what it's all about. The authorities in Italy go, this is not fair when the young men have bigger wee-wees than David, so let's put some stuff in the water.
Anyway, areas that have it in the water, that is one of the effects that has now been noted by this Italian university. And to make it even worse, the PFCs that are in the environment will outlast human life on Earth, so they don't break down. So they're around us, so we're all consuming them.
Joe, you must feel better now knowing that, Richmond was dumped with a lot of PFCs in its day. I mean, so it's not your fault, It's not your issue that you are underdeveloped. It's the PFCs.
I threw out my non-stick cookware too late, I reckon. The author of the study believes the next priority is figuring out how to remove them from our blood because at the moment we can't.
Yeah, but this is just one other problem. Look, we might as well all give up. Now they're telling us that everything. I mean, there's not just that. Was it a Roundup makes the little fish penises small as well?
Really?
So that's upsetting the fish in the thing. So the world making it. I mean, we're going to be walking around soon. We'll all look like Ken dolls, just little mounds at the front. Hello?
at least our eggs won't stick. Tom, have you ever made any excuses, like any ridiculous excuses to get out of something that you just didn't want to do?
Oh, God, no. I just say straight up, you bought me, I'm not coming. Is that what you mean? Like pretend?
But what about, you know, if you go back to your childhood when you were at school, did you
I was a compulsive liar.
I was going to say, you wouldn't have the confidence to say, no, I'm just not doing it. You would have come up with some excuse or what have you.
Yeah, but when you're a kid, you do what you're told to do. You don't get choices. You go where you're told, you do what you said.
But things like getting out of PE classes, I mean, I used to make up ridiculous excuses. I went to funerals and I would just hide.
Oh, no, I like PE. I went to an all-boys Catholic school. It was the only time I got to go into a shower, you know, one of those big rooms. And we were made to shower before and after every sport lesson. I mean, I'm telling you, I didn't run at all. I put my sport clothes on and just sit there and look for four-leaf clovers, but I made sure I was in that shower block. First in, last out.
So you went out on the field playing with the rest of the team. You were in the shower, lurking, waiting.
Oh, no, I used to be made to play, you know. Once I remember we were playing, I think it was rugby league we played in New South Wales. You know, you got to tackle the people, and they're running at me and everyone else, and I was like the last man standing. I was like, ooh. And everyone's going, tackle, tackle. And as I went to get close to him, I went, oh, no, and I just sidestepped and let him run past me.
See,
I wasn't going to get hurt.
I remember trying to play rugby once, and I knew how to play football, but I remember trying to play rugby, and I didn't understand the rule. I'd never watched it before in my life, and I didn't realise that you had to throw the ball backwards.
Do you?
And so I kept throwing it. Yeah, you got to throw it backwards.
Oh, yeah, if not, it's a forward pass. I can remember that. What the hell, move on? What are we talking about?
Anyway, because an Irish football team has been forced to issue an apology.
Because they're Irish?
No, not because
they've got red hair and they drink Guinness?
No, not because of that. Because
they think, you know, under every rainbow there's a leprechaun with a pot of gold?
No, because they didn't want to go and play a game of football.
Oh, God, I wouldn't want to go either.
So with another team. They didn't want to go and play this game of football. They said, nah, you know, we're not going to do it.
Yeah.
And they made an excuse. But you know what? You know, what could they have said? They could have said, you know what? We're not well. We've got an injured player.
So they didn't want to go because they knew they were going to lose.
I think that's the reason why they didn't want to go, because they knew they were going to lose.
Well, just don't go then.
Well, you know what they did? Instead of not going we got caught in traffic, whatever it is, we've had an outbreak of gastro. There's a million excuses you could think of to stop a team from going and playing a game of football with another team. But no, what they did, they claimed that one of their players had died in a car accident in order to postpone
the match.
Actually,
that's probably a bit mean, isn't it?
It's very mean.
But have you ever done that before?
No.
I love my Nana, and unfortunately my Nana has passed away, but I think she's died about 900 times. Yeah. If you don't want to go to work, it's kind of like, and it's the one thing you can't tell people no.
I think I've said I'm going to a funeral, but I have never made up that someone died. But anyway, they sent this player, it was Ballybrack Football Club, they were going to play this other club called Arklow Town, but it was cancelled.
Arklow Town.
The league was informed that one of the players had died on a road accident, and the only issue was that the Spanish national was not dead. He was in Spain.
He was in Barcelona.
He was back home having a holiday. But it became very awkward when all the other teams in the league, started doing 1 minute silence.
Yeah, but then how did they know?
Well, they didn't. They thought that they were telling the truth.
Yeah. So then, did these Bally Brackies come back and go, sorry, we lied?
Well, no. What happened is it turned out the publicist for the Ballybrack Football Club made a mistake, and they've issued a statement saying that they apologise for the grave and unacceptable mistake, and that the media person has resigned.
Okay. Well, it is bad. I can understand.
Yeah,
it's bad.
Of course it's bad.
But you know what? Rather than actually looking like a liar, I would have reversed back over the guy and said, oh, sorry.
But imagine if, you know, like imagine if the guy's family had heard.
Oh, that's true. You're right. I never thought of that. Heard. The poor mother's sitting there thinking, yeah, I just
she's
spoke
gone to
my
the
son.
Match to watch them play, and she, oh, haven't you heard about your son? I mean, that'd be awful. Horrible.
Gee, they must be a bad football team. Look, do you know what? Anyone that plays football, bleh.
Tom, what do you think of Crocs?
Well, you know what I think. I say every time you wear them, I laugh at you.
I wear them.
I've seen you wear them. Well, you try to say you don't wear them, but I've seen you with bare feet and you've got some burnt circle marks. So that means you have been wearing them.
I don't have a pair of Crocs. Although I have had in the past, they're ones that look like just thongs.
Crocs.
But not the ones that look like clogs.
Crocs.
They're Well, you know what? You either love them or hate them.
I hate them.
90% of the population hate them.
That finds me quite shocking because when I walk down there, I'm going to tell you 90% of the population ain't dressed that well. So I'm assuming there's more than 90% that like Crocs.
They were included in Time magazine's list of 50 worst inventions.
They're a shoe. You didn't invent a shoe. You can't say I invented a shoe. Yeah, I just turned a shoe into an ugly thing. That doesn't mean you invented it.
Well, it turns out the unfashionable 10% of the population that like Crocs and the executives of the most ridiculed company in history are going to have the last laugh because it's absolutely profitable. It's turned over $1 billion last year alone.
Well, you know, that gives me faith in the world.
Does it?
Well, I knows there's enough idiots out there that I could probably sell something to, you know, it's like the whole thing, you know, selling ice to Eskimos. I mean, they made $1 billion selling plastic ugly things for your feet.
They've made over $1 billion last year alone. And compare that to, say, Victoria's Secret, which last Sunday broadcast their runway extravaganza in the US.
Yum.
That began in 1995. It suffered its worst ratings yet.
Oh, no, really?
Yep, absolutely.
And they even had like a Shikorsky bra on there that was worth $1,000. I mean, even there was a point that I started Googling thinking, how can I get one of those?
It didn't work. So the dramatic drop in viewership correlates with the company's rapidly declining brand image and loosening hold on the bra market.
Because no one wants to pay $300 for a lacy bra. You know, that's not even going to hold anything in place. It's just there to look pretty.
Well, apparently the price of basic underwear at the chain has hit a record low now.
Do you know what with the angels, didn't they call themselves the angels and they walk up and down?
Yeah.
It was basically porn, wasn't it? It was legal porn that your husband could sit there next to you on the lounge and you could watch some hottie in a bikini run up and down. Mate, we get better porn on the internet. No, we're not watching this anymore.
Maybe that's what it is, but it turns out so Crocs might be becoming, you know, they might be the in thing now.
Well, I do know you've bought a pair. You bought a high heel pair. I've seen it. He bought a high heel pair. You bought him in weeks ago.
I haven't at all.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.